My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Who is up for a rollicking pub anthem for your goal song? Ready? Swords of a Thousand Men, Ten Pole Tudor. Right about here is when they're about to score a goal. You know, and then bang, it's in the net. Tage. I got the timing wrong. You need the part about.
You need it a little earlier.
Gonna have a barrel of ale and much, much more.
Yeah.
Come on. This
right,
is an arena anthem. Some say it would be more popular than Mr. Brightside.
No, stop that.
No, of course.
But you also can't make Mr. Brightside the goal song because I don't want that to be overplayed.
Listen.
Can't overplay it.
List of songs that cannot be the goal song. Mr. Brightside, yes.
Unless they're up 10-0.
No, can't be. No, that's a song you just play.
That's the one I'm saying. We did this with the Bills. You reserve it for only... You're up 10-0, we hear Mr. Brightside. That's it. So you might only hear it twice every 10 years. But.
Other songs, it can't be. It can't be the shout song.
No, 100%.
It cannot.
Oh, that would be horrible. You can't do that. They're not going to do that.
Joe, it's, you know, One Buffalo stuff.
Like, no. What One Buffalo? When's the last time you saw that logo?
I think it's a hat over here.
There is a hat over there with the One Buffalo logo.
So an oral history of Swords of a Thousand Men.
Uh-huh.
It was going to get tried one night. I was at the game. They played Carolina. It was going to be Swords of a Thousand Men. They got shut out. They were experimenting with goal songs. Then there was a period of time where after goals, they would immediately rewind the radio call and play RJ calling the goal and then try to get a song. You know, they wanted to pump up RJ. That was a cool idea, but it basically eliminated the time for there to be a goal song. So at one point it was goal, RJ, and I think they tried Swords of a Thousand Men. It's never been given the chance it deserved. Tonight's the night. It's time. Mm-hmm. Right the franchise's greatest wrong, which was let me clear my throat over Swords of a Thousand Men. It's time. It is a song about men with swords and beer. What is the issue?
This is the reason why the drought's not over.
It's correct.
This is
a rollicking anthem singing about swords. The Buffalo Sabres logo is a buffalo and two swords. Play the song.
It's a good argument.
I'd like to hear an argument for another song. Is it about swords? No.
Are there other songs about swords?
There is the saber dance.
Not for a goal song.
Yeah.
You asked about songs about
swords. That's right. That's true. But that song is not even about swords. That's just called the saber dance.
But it's about a sword fight in a play. I did a school project on that song. I know everything about it.
Is it about a sword fight, or is it just played during a sword fight?
That's true.
Are we familiar?
Right. Song Saber Dance is actually not about a sword fight.
Is anyone here familiar with the song "Flash of the Blade" by Iron Maiden?
I don't know, but it's the second. It's now my second option for goal song right now.
Do you think it has to be sword?
I think it has
to be sword themed.
Something tells me that Iron Maiden song is probably more about an axe than a sword. Not knowing anything about it,
that could be right.
I got a buddy who's a big Iron Maiden fan. I'll have to text them.
I'm personally upset that they are not going to have personal goal songs anymore. I love the personal goal songs.
This is the way forward. This is the way forward. You want to get an atmosphere in the arena? Have goals be a unifying event. And having Ilya Labushkin's goal song be "I am a gummy bear" is not going to get that done.
Well, you never heard that.
Fine. What was Dylan Cousins' goal song last year?
White Horse.
What?
White Horse.
How's it go?
We know what it is.
Okay, what was
song. It had two meanings to it.
Do you remember Victor Olofsson's song? It was ABBA.
Great, sounds great. What was Tux?
Now that I don't remember.
What was Paterka's?
Wait, Tux was Heads Paterka's
Will
Roll.
Was a German
Heads
metal song.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah. Paterka's was,
it was some
a German metal song. Let's get the energy back in this arena, folks.
Oh, it wasn't German metal. It was like a
what
German
was Jack Quinn's goal song?
I don't remember.
We're on the right track.
We remember what Tage's was.
Fishing in the Dark.
Fishing in the Dark. Remember what Skinner's was.
Because it was the only one that was actually like a goal song. Everybody knew that
So that's what we need then. We need the personal goal song, but we need the players to step to the plate a little bit better here.
Well, I'm going to the game tonight. You'd be very happy to know my wife is going to wear her Jochen Hesch jersey.
Oh, nice.
She has a Jochen Hesch white slug jersey.
Oh.
The white slug is elite. I got a white slug Roy on right now.
Yeah, I saw the 9 and I thought, Eichel? But no, he didn't wear a slug. That's Derek Roy.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Jim Lorenz over there?
Jim Lorenz. I've got the Jim Lorenz jersey.
What should I wear tonight? Should I wear... I like to wear the Blue Sabres 40th anniversary, which maybe is like the best jersey they've ever worn. You know the 40th anniversary one?
Yes.
That's right behind the
Buffalo Bisons throwback.
Such a good one.
It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
The font on that, the word mark. Yeah, it just says Buffalo. No name. Just blank.
The nameplate
was awesome.
That was great.
I wish I had one of those in a Vanek. I'd like a Vanek 40th.
All right.
Is there a store that'll put...
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it.
14 years ago?
Yeah. I'm not sure it'll be exactly the same.
I needed the nameplate the way that it was. Go back in time and make that a Vanek one.
Call Thomas Vanek. See if he's got one hanging around that he'll trade with you or something. How often does he wear it?
I'm going to say something here. I miss Thomas Vanek on the Sabres.
Well, I mean, he was the best player on the last good team they had.
That's right. He was awesome.
Right?
He was awesome.
He was
He
amazing.
Did really cool stuff.
The classic jerseys are cool, too, because it tells everyone I've been a fan this long. Yeah, I'm Jochen Hesch. I've been through this 15 years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's been a long time. It's been
Kevin,
a really long
Kevin
time.
In Buffalo wants to chime in on hockey season. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure
thanks
thing.
For calling.
Wanted to revisit a small conversation you had from yesterday morning about the little bit of mismanagement the NHL seems to have to get their foot going in the right direction to start off the season. I think it's an original idea, pun intended. You'll see the pun in a second. First night, opening night, three games, the original six teams.
Yeah, I like it.
Toronto plays Montreal, Boston plays the Rangers, Detroit plays Chicago, you stagger them. Second night of the season, you have the Stanley Cup champion host whoever, and raise their banner and have a good night.
Yep, I like it, Kevin. I like it a lot. Having the opening night be an event is a great idea, and having opening day be 4:30 in the afternoon in Seattle is not a great idea. Last night felt like more of an opening night than the previous night.
It did.
It was Toronto-Montreal.
Toronto-Montreal felt like the beginning
that
of the season.
Yes. I would settle for that.
If that every year was the matchup, every year we're going to open with Toronto-Montreal.
I would do that.
I think I would too. But real quick, do we know how they're going to announce the goal song tonight?
That's a good question. Will they tell us ahead of time, or will they just wait for a goal to
be
scored?
Because Chris Ostrander just pointed out on Twitter, like, what if they don't score tonight?
Well,
we won't know the goal song?
It's a great question.
I guess we're not going to hear it until they score a goal. How would you do it before? How do you introduce a goal song without a goal? I don't think you do. I think you wait for the first goal.
You play Swords of a Thousand Men and watch a rollicking arena embrace the identity of a team named after swords. That's the path forward.
Are you going to be happy with anything other than that?
No.
Is there any other idea that like
there are definitely is acceptable? There are good ideas. Anytime we bring up this conversation, I'll get 1,000 tweets of like Pantera metal, and I think that's not a good idea. Due respect to Pantera. Let's do our Thursday three-way parlay.
All right, let's do it.
Ooh. Yeah. Thursday three-way parlay. Tonight it's the Niners at the Seattle Seahawks. We're each going to pick a leg and try to have some fun together. I'm going to be at the Sabres.
It's a good matchup. I do like having the division matchups on Thursday night.
Yep.
It makes for better games.
Quick stat for you on the Niners. The only reason they're looking like they're struggling a bit is their red zone offense is 29th in the NFL.
Yeah.
They get to the red zone all the time, and they have like fallen apart when they get there. Could that be a McCaffrey thing? Could that be a Debo thing? Could that be a Kittle thing? Mm-hmm. They've been hurt quite a bit. And Ayuk got, late into camp. So I am bullish on the Niners to kind of come out of this. I'm not sure if that happens tonight. But let's put together a same game parlay for Seahawks, Niners.
Okay. I can go first. I am going to go with the over on Tyler Lockett at 42.5, a number that he has gone over every game this year except for one. He's had at least six targets in four of the five games, so while he might be the third option behind Metcalf and Smith and Jigba, there is still plenty of room in this offense for Tyler Lockett to eat. So 42.5, nice little low number for him, given what he's done this season, over 42.5 for Lockett.
42.5 for Lockett. All right. What do I like here? Seattle just lost to the Giants.
Yes, they did.
Who did not have Malik Nabers.
They got a little lucky, though.
They did, but the fact
that the Seahawks were kicking a field goal to tie the game, and they had a blocked field goal go back the other way for a touchdown.
Okay, but that means the Seahawks were losing to the Giants late in the fourth quarter, and they did not have Malik Nabers.
Sure, right.
So I feel like if you're going to lose to Darius Slayton and Wandale Robinson.
Well, who's the best team Seattle's beaten? Here are their games so far. They beat Denver.
Yep.
By six. They beat New England in overtime. They beat the Dolphins with not Tyler Huntley. That was the Skylar Thompson game. Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle. And then they lost to the Lions, and then they lost to the Giants. So they don't really have a good win yet.
No.
They are home for this game.
Yes, they are.
Although they were home last week.
You're over on Lockett.
Yep.
I'm going to go with... Man, I like the way Kenneth Walker runs the football.
He's so good. You want to go with two Seahawks overs, though, against the Niners defense?
No, I don't want to do that. I'm actually inclined to go for Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk had a bit of a breakout game last week.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks, I don't think their defense is too good at holding down pass catchers.
No.
Ayuk's over under is 64.5. And game script, you know, if you're getting Tyler Lockett over 43, I'm going to take Ayuk over 64.5. Slow start for him. Last week he was back. This is an elite player who still doesn't have a touchdown, by the way.
Right. Here's Lockett, by the way.
Yeah. Ayuk over 64.5.
Okay.
I'm going to pair with you, Jeremy. I'm going to say Ayuk over on his receptions. Set at 4.5 right now. Last week he had 8 against the Cardinals. So, I mean,
okay,
I would assume it would stay in the same direction. So, over 4.5.
Let's do it. Plus 282 on that. That's our three-way parlay.
It's not a very long shot there.
No, it's not.
282?
The double on Ayuk is a way to, you know, keeps it low. But if you get you hit one, you likely hit the other. So, there it is. Three-way Thursday. Thursday three-way parlay.
We like it. Ayuk can lock it tonight.
Yeah, let's have it. All right, we'll wrap up the show. When we return, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the way. Sabres home opener is upon us. It'll be tonight. You can, of course, catch the game here on WGR. 7 o'clock faceoff. Steve Foley pregame begins at 6 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.